kind and merciful to people is half of wisdom.
Donald Trump.
How beautiful.
Boris Johnson.
My own as well.
I've not a clue against any of these.
Guess who said this? Man's intellect is his friend and his ignorance is his enemy.
Humbleness means treating others the same way as expect them to treat you.
To be friendly with others denotes one half of wisdom.
Be kind and merciful to people is half of wisdom. Oh, I don't know who said it.
I've not a clue against any of these.
Donald Trump.
No. Oh, no, I don't think
absolutely
so.
Absolutely not, no.
Wyoming as well.
Yeah, you can.
So maybe the first one, man's intellect is his friend and ignorance is his enemy. I'm going to go find some for that.
My guess would be Boris Johnson.
No.
Okay. I've got the top one, I'm thinking like Martin Luther King.
My guess would be Gandhi.
I'll get to help you if you turn the paper, the next paper, there are a few names.
Newton. Bertrand Russell.
Margaret Thatcher or Aristotle.
I've got to be honest, I don't know.
I think maybe Newton said the first one.
Yeah, we'll go Newton for the first one.
Who's Newton? Wait.
You don't know who's Newton?
No. Did he do space?
I don't know who Bertrand Russell is.
I'm pretty sure that humbleness means treating others the same way as expect them to treat you is going to be Aristotle. Yeah, I think I reckon the rest might all be Aristotle.
Yeah, should we do that? Newton, yeah. Then Aristotle, Aristotle, Aristotle.
Yeah.
I don't know if Aristotle said it.
Bertrand Russell, are we correct?
The surprise is here, none of these people said it.
What? So now it's a trick.
To introduce the person who said it, you can turn the paper on the third paper.
He lived more than 1,200 years ago. He was one of the most knowledgeable persons of his time.
He was a great philosopher. He was a great scholar.
He was a great psychologist, a great politician, a great doctor.
He introduced a cure for many other illnesses in more than 1,200 years ago.
He was not Christian or Jew, but he was expert in Bible. He had full command on the languages of the word.
His name is Imam Reza. He is one of the grandchildren of Holy Prophet Muhammad.
And his ex-successor. He was born in Medina and buried in Mashhad.
Every year, more than 30 million people, Muslim and not Muslim, visit his holy shrine from around the world. You can also visit if you like.
What do you think about the person who said these codes?
He seems like a very intelligent and respectful man.
I think he sounds like a really nice person.
He sounds very intelligent.
Yeah.
Very educated.
He's good.
And there's a gift for you. You can open this gift.
How beautiful. Oh, nice.
Is it Mecca?
No, it's not Mecca.
Where's this?
It's from the shrine.
Yeah, this is the shrine of Imam Reza. The place where he's buried.
Oh, it's gorgeous, isn't it? Absolutely gorgeous.
It's every 30 million people.
Wow. Where about that?
That's in Mashhad.
Ah.
That's really nice. Can I keep this?
This is a gift for you.
Thank you, Imam.
You can show the gift to us.